Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is. You're listening to The Fan After Dark on a Freestyle Friday here in the DFW at 12377 Merritt Drive. It is a beautiful day here to be doing some glorious radio with my partner Kevin Walker and Trevor the Creator. No Fred Davis today, as he is in Kansas, Topeka, I think, to be exact, watching his son Xavier play a little bit of high school football. They are in the state semifinals, one game away from the state championship. We'll give you updated on that game as well as all the DFW sports throughout the rest of this program. I'm excited to be here. I got my UCLA blue sweater on.
No crop top today.
No crop top. Brian Broaddus did not make fun of me during the crosstalk. I was a little surprised. This is usually the sweater he likes to poke fun at, but he did not say anything today. So we skate by, but I'd be remiss if I didn't introduce my all-star cast today. I've got Trevor the Creator on the 1s, 2s, and 3s with his flannel, yellow shirt, and his curious watching habits after the show. And then I've got khaki Kevin Walker in his F1 shirt. And his hair is done, ladies and gentlemen. He's looking spiffy on a Friday show.
I appreciate that. And did you hear that, Trevor? We're the all-star cast.
Oh, well, we can't hear Trevor. So
not again. There,
we were the all-star cast. We are now.
Can you figure it out?
We're the bench warmers now.
Oh, I figured it out.
There we go.
I figured it out, baby.
There we go. That's all we need you to do is figure it out, Trevor. But 877-881-1053, that's the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. It's the best way to get involved with the show. Let us know what you are doing on this Friday evening. If you're going to some high school football, some Texas high school football, let us know. We'll give you a shout-out on the way to the game. I'm thinking, games are about to start here in about 30 minutes. So if you're on the way, if you're in the stands, maybe you got an AirPod in and you're listening to us, let us know, and we'll give you a shout-out and wish your team luck. Because if you don't send your team in, your team will probably lose. And then we'll also be reading out scores throughout the day, letting you guys know what is going on in the world of high school football, because this is fall, man. It's a beautiful time. We've got the leaves falling. We've got football being played. We got basketball being played. We got hockey being played. We got baseball moves happening.
Yeah, we do.
We got F1 on. We got golf on. Am I missing anything? I think we got some combat sports happening, a little UFC.
Well, you always got some combat sports, but you definitely hit the, this is the month that you could, and I think we did. Yeah, we got a sports equinox this month, so
The only sport not happening actively is basketball or is baseball, right?
Correct.
Every other sport has something going on. NHL is going on as well. So,
fun fact, college baseball will start up soon, though.
The only thing not going on,
Trevor's left us.
What about soccer? FC.
You are Manchester asking United. The wrong person. I think
there's a game on Saturday, so there
plays,
we go.
I was going to say, I think soccer is pretty much year-round.
Chelsea plays on Saturday, so.
Shout out to them.
Soccer's happening as well. Your Dallas Cowboys take on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. I'm pumped for that one because the Eagles are spiraling. The Cowboys are coming off a big win. The Cowboys got a bunch of new defensive pieces that we all enjoyed watching on Monday Night Football versus the Raiders, especially one Quinnen Williams. You got Revell back in the fold. You got Overshown back in the fold. You brought in Logan Wilson. And just a second on Logan Wilson. Do I think Logan Wilson is great? No, I don't.
Okay.
Do I think Logan Wilson is bad? No, I don't. I just think he's a solid linebacker.
What'd you need?
That's not that fast, but he is in the right spot more times than not. And you couldn't say that about Kenneth Murray. You couldn't say that about Leofau, Shamar James. All three of those guys have more athleticism, are quicker, maybe hit a little bit harder or faster. But Logan Wilson is in the right place at the right time. He actually got the most snaps at the linebacking position. We're in that green dot, him and Kenneth Murray. I think you're going to continue to see Kenneth Murray's snaps decrease while Logan Wilson continues to learn the playbook and understand what Eberflus is trying to do out there on the defensive side. Now, was the Raiders a great test? No. But is it a little bit of a get-right game the Cowboys defense needed? Yes, we talk about get-right games for offenses on the opposing side. This is a get-right game for the Cowboys defense, playing a bad offense,
yeah.
New players in there. And so now you're going to have a – I don't
– Even get your mojo back for the offense, you know.
I want to say a real test against the Eagles. The Eagles are obviously a very good team, but obviously their offense hasn't been electric.
It's one of three tests that you got coming up that are really going to be a tall tale sign of what you can expect from the Cowboys. If it's a loss, you know, we've already kind of highlighted it. There's the margin for error and still quote unquote, you know, if you believe it that they can make the playoffs, then yeah, the margin for error is not very, it's extremely slim. You can maybe lose one game. If you get blown out by the Eagles, which I'm not trying to put that out there, but if, then obviously, yeah, you have to change the direction. The vibes aren't as high in Dallas. The defense isn't getting talked about as much in Dallas if we get blown out. Now, on the other side, if we go and take care of business against Philly, then we only get more and more hype as we go into Kansas City. So, look, it's a week-to-week scenario, and on a short week, we're going to have to see what they can do against Philly. I think it's one of the tests you need to pass, though. You can't fail it.
I'll say this. If they beat the Eagles, does that really tell you that much about either team? Or is it just like, the Eagles have been winning a bunch of games, they're due for a loss, their offense is sputtering, it's an NFC East opponent, the Cowboys play well at home, they got a good offense. Like, if they win 24-23 or 27-23, like, are we going to think the landscape of the NFC is that much different? The Cowboys aren't winning the division, I don't think. The Eagles are probably...
It would take a hellacious effort.
The Eagles are probably still going to make the playoffs and win the division. Like, I just... It'll be good from a vibes perspective and for us on the radio and for all of our great listeners.
Give us hopium until the end.
But I don't think, like, even if the Cowboys were to win, I don't think we're like, okay! Cowboys, man, they're contenders now, and the Eagles are falling off. Like, the Eagles, that just wouldn't be that surprising to me if they were to lose a close game to the Cowboys and then go win three games after that and be fine. Like, divisional opponents, divisional games are always close, are always tight-knit. And we saw the stat the other day, the Cowboys haven't lost at home to an NFC East opponent since 2017 with a healthy Dak Prescott. So
I mean, Dak performs really well when he plays the Eagles. Now, after the Cowboys, I'll run through this Philly schedule because you were kind of talking about it. Like, they're probably still going to win the NFC East, and they're probably going to go to the playoffs more than likely. So after the Cowboys, they play the Bears, the Chargers.
Win-win.
Raiders, Commanders.
Win-win.
Bills, Commanders.
Maybe loss and win.
So we're
maybe,
talking...
Maybe one more loss.
So we're talking maybe two fringe games where they could... I mean, obviously, you can lose any game, but, like, on paper, like, maybe the Bears could put up a fight. We don't really know what the Chargers are. The Commanders seem to get, you know, dog-walked every time. And the Bills, I have no idea what to expect.
The Bills got to be the most inconsistent team.
They're wild.
I saw a stat. I think it said that they beat Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and who was the other one?
I know exactly which one you're talking
about. And somebody else, but they've lost to Tua. I forgot what it was. They've lost to some bad teams. Let me pull it up here.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. So, they lost to.
Let's see
here. Should have brought up this tweet.
It's okay. Just talk amongst yourself, and I'll find it. Here we go. The Bills have defeated Mahomes, Lamar, and Baker, and they've lost to Davis Mills, Michael Penix, and Tua all in the same season.
That's the definite version of up and down.
And that's why I don't have the Bills winning the Super Bowl. They have the second or third worst run defense. They give away the ball too much. Josh Allen, I want to say they get sacked more than anybody in the NFL. They're just very much James Cook and Josh Allen dependent, and if teams shut them down, aka the Texans the other night, then they look like a very beatable team, and I don't trust them in a playoff scenario. So we'll get into that throughout the rest of the show. Some teams that we believe in, some teams that we don't believe in. The Dallas Mavericks have had a lot of chatter with them today. We've seen Anthony Davis on the trade block for the 15th time this hour. Bleacher Report's putting out more tweets about LaMelo Ball maybe being a proponent of the Dallas Mavericks. This one said LaMelo, Grant Williams, Liam McNeely, and two picks and the Hornets get AD.
Now
I don't know who Bleacher Report thinks Anthony Davis is. That we're getting LaMelo, two players, and two first-round picks, but I would take it.
I mean, I would be honestly surprised if you could get LaMelo in more than like a first-round pick.
Yeah,
like I agree with you. I don't know. The value that these teams or that these articles are putting on Anthony Davis is kind of insane, because I was listening to Crosstalk with Sean RJ and KNC Masterpiece, and there was like three trades in there where I'm like, yeah, I
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards, in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I would sign that like immediately, not even second guess it. And I think you can't even trade Anthony Davis unless he plays healthy. I don't think it's like, well, he has to play healthy and then he has to play good and then we can trade him. No, I don't think teams are going
to
trade for him unless he's healthy.
Like
he's got to do a complete, I guess, a complete 180 from where he's at right now.
Let's play the guessing game with Trevor and Kevin. It's my favorite way to do the show. 877-881-1053 if you want to chime in as well. Who is the starting lineup for the Dallas Mavericks versus the lowly, and I do mean lowly, fired their coach, New Orleans Pelicans?
Early in the season, they fired their coach.
Work together.
All right.
Can't just be all Kevin, can't just be all Trevor. Y'all got to work together.
All right, I'm going to guess first.
Let's start center. We want to do that?
Okay, we could do that. I know he's on that minute restriction, but maybe he got the start. Derek Lively? Okay.
I would go Gafford would have been my first.
Okay,
choice.
So there, that's fair.
So power forward here.
We do know that D'Lo is out. We know that D'Lo is out. Let's see here. Is Brandon Williams starting? Okay.
Got the point guard in the center. You need three more.
I will. Is PJ starting?
Okay, there you go.
Two more players.
Is Clay starting? Okay, Clay's not starting. Fair enough.
Brandon, we already said
Brandon Williams. I already said Brandon Williams.
That was my. That would be the number one.
Number one pick.
Oh yeah, well, Cooper, of course. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because he's back. He traded sicknesses with D'Lo.
Correct.
And you said no on Najee, right?
No on Najee.
Okay, so we're missing one, Trevor.
And we didn't say Lively is not starting.
No, he's not
Lively
starting.
Lively at the two guard. That would be good. Lively at the two.
Well, again, I worked from the bottom up, and we just started going random.
So that's how guess.
We're going Gafford, Lively, and PJ. No, there's no Lively in the starting lineup tonight. Y'all got this. I believe in you.
The Cisco kid.
So we're playing another center at the two guard position. We're just going
okay,
big.
Okay, so it's got to be two. This is what I'm saying. Like that's why I need organization.
Daniel Gafford, PJ Cooper Flagg, and Brandon Williams are the names y'all have said so far.
Yeah.
Think best 3-point shooter on the team. Either one of y'all.
That's where I would have maybe said Clay, but again, I don't.
He would not be the best 3-point shooter.
No.
On the team.
Okay. Well then,
his percentage has been terrible.
Best 3-point shooter this year.
Yep. He's actually top five in the entire NBA.
Yeah, I'm blanking.
Max Christie was the name we were looking for.
I keep forgetting he even plays for this team, and that's awful.
Wow.
Because he's pretty good.
I would say other than PJ and Cooper, he's probably been your third best player.
You want Max Christie for the future, right?
Yeah. Okay. Max Christie's young, too. Max Christie has been a little bit of a diamond in the rough in the AD trade. How bad that trade was, you got a pretty good player out of Max Christie who has been a high-level defender. Like I said, his top five in three-point percentage right now. I want to say he's second or third. He's shooting like 57% from the corner on threes. Can attack the rim really well, so shout out to Max Christie. Starters for the Pelicans. If y'all get, let's see.
If you get more than
two right, I will give you $20 each. If you get more than two right.
No.
Come on. I don't know anybody.
I literally don't. I have no clue, bro.
Okay, what's one easy one? Come on.
Zion.
There you go.
Like, that's it. That's what I'm saying.
I thought Zion.
Now their center and their point guard they drafted this year, and the other two players are players the Mavs have been wanting. They're wings. Very similar to PJ and Najee Marshall, high-level guys, 3-and-D guys.
I mean, I've got literally nothing.
Yeah, I could not tell you who played for the Pelicans.
Trey Murphy.
Trey Murphy, okay.
Herb Jones.
Never heard of him.
You've never even heard of Herb Jones?
I've heard of him, yeah.
Okay, what about Derek Queen from Maryland?
Okay, I didn't know he was playing for King, Pelicans. But not Derek Queen.
Drafted this year. And then Jeremiah Fears out of?
Oh, where did he play?
No. Kansas.
No.
No.
Red School.
Loyola Chicago.
I'm going to let y'all look it up. Jeremiah Fears, starting point guard for the Pelicans. That was fun. We're going to keep doing this. And next time I do the Pelicans, y'all be like, Trey Murphy and...
The Queen.
Please don't say that.
All right, you're right. My bad.
We're getting roasted on the text line, so thank you, Blake, for completely outing us.
I'm sure if you guys did the
Stars lineup. I've tried to watch Mavericks basketball, and I have no luck finding the games these
days. I'm sure if y'all did the Stars lineup, I would do pretty rough as well. I wouldn't probably do as well as...
I could probably name everybody on the Stars.
Yeah, that's fine. We all got our things that we are proficient.
469, y'all are completely horrible at your job if not name any players to start. Shake my head, LMAO. That's fair. So we'll get better, and we're going to continue to get better.
Has the lineup been consistent?
But also
at all?
Put together an exciting basketball team. So.
Kinda.
So that's what I'm saying is that if people are going to come after us about picking starting players with how many players have been hurt, injured, or not playing for whatever reason, and then you're going to come after us for not knowing who is in the starting lineup, y'all can take a walk.
Is it bad that I know more information and I've been keeping up with more off the court issues with the Mavericks?
I would say a lot of people have been doing that. It's not like the Mavericks have been must-see TV this year.
They definitely haven't.
That game against the Knicks was really fun. The Knicks went 5-for-6 at the line. They had a chance to tie it up. They throw the ball into Derek Lively. They got Brandon Williams sprinting down the sideline. They get the ball to him. He gets around Landry Shamet. maybe hooks the guy. I don't know. My eyes were closed. And then he ends up hitting the game-winning layup for an and one. And they called an offensive foul.
Because that's literally the same thing with the Stars. Like, it's like a too bad. I didn't like the call.
It was a bad call. And then think about it. A couple days before, Cooper Flagg didn't get called when he got pushed in the back. And I think it was the Suns got the steal and ended up stealing it at half court to win the game. So it's just Mavs basketball. The Mavs do own their pick this year. And if you heard us in Crosstalk, we're kind of hoping for them to continue losing. Because
you win either way.
It looks like Kyrie Irving. This is just kind of a little bit of a tease. I don't know if he's going to play this year. I'm not putting the definite on there. I'm just saying if he doesn't play this year, I wouldn't be surprised. Not because he's not healthy. I want to make that clear.
Oh. But if it was the playoffs, he'd be here.
Not because he's not healthy, but just like, you know, sometimes you got to be smart. Sometimes
so,
you got to be
So you're going against the Mark J. Spears report?
No, I do think he's healthy. I think he will be able to play. It has nothing to do with health.
You just don't think he's going to.
I don't think it's a him choice. Smart basketball.
This is Blake speaking.
Is this a
Kyrie decision or is this a good idea for the future for Kyrie Irving to play?
It's more of a we want our draft pick this year, and if Kyrie comes back and you're 20 games under 500, is there a point of him using every muscle in his body to get you to 500? Because he'll win you some games. Just Kyrie alone will win you basketball games. Would you rather have the best chance to get the number one pick, but now you've got the eighth best chance just because Kyrie came back and played a couple games? Or would you rather be bad?
I don't love tanking. I mean, I understand why teams do it.
I don't like tanking from the beginning, but if you know you're going to be bad, do you think if this team's 15, 20 games under 500, you think Kyrie's going to come back and they're going to win the finals?
No.
Okay, well then, that's the only question I have to ask myself. Am I going to win the finals this year? Am I going to be in the conference finals? I don't think so.
No.
I might as well go get Darren Peterson, AJ DeBonsa, Caleb Wilson, Boozer. Might as well get one of those kids. And then after that, I have no reason to be back because I don't own my picks. You own your pick this year. Why rush Kyrie back for 5-10 more wins?
And this is the problem with basketball, is because like if we're not making the finals, let's just tank. Like, no, that's,
would you say that's in a lot of sports?
I was gonna say that's probably the case for a lot of sports.
What sport do you like being average in?
I think basketball is worse in it.
No,
because the top tier players are higher in the draft. You're not excited to get the 16th pick.
Agree. There's a lottery, and in the NFL, second round picks are just, I don't want to say just as important as first round picks, but they're still highly valued.
Exactly.
Nobody cares about a second round pick in the NBA. For the most part, every once in a while you get a Draymond Green or a Jokic, but it's very far and few between. But I agree. Let's continue talking about the Dallas Cowboys, though. We'll get back to the Mavericks later on in the program. Kevin, why don't you go ahead and lay the show out for us, cause since you did the show sheet.
Yeah, so we're going to go over some Jerry and Steven audio, mainly some Jerry audio, because he said some really interesting things about one, Trayvon Diggs. We're also going to break down the Rangers news that broke today. And like I said in the crosstalk, we're gonna bunk some of this Corey Seager stuff. Like you said, we'll get into Mavericks and then text in your high school football scores and the high school team that you want us to shout out. That's 877-881-1053. And then we might do a sports mash, and I'll detail a little bit more of that. But coming up, we're going to go ahead and toss it over to Steven and talk about some of this Cowboys next on 105.3 The Fan.
This segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
So funny, Trevor. Huh? Huh? Jerry cuts are funny to you? Giggling back there?
I just like laughing, man. I'm a happy guy.
Yeah, we know. We listen to The Fan After Dark. Fred Davis all the way in Kansas. Me and Khaki Kevin holding it down here at the studios in DFW. 877-881-1053, what you're doing today if you're watching some high school football. Did anybody text in any high school football stuff, Kevin?
Yeah, they texted in some high school football
stuff. What they got
stuff
for us before we get to some Jerry Jones cuts.
940, Steven and Andrea here headed to watch Pilot Point play Commerce and McKinney go Bearcats. And then we did get another one from the 214 MLS playoffs is this weekend. 817 in Lubbock for Richland High School, go Royals. 214, go Tigers, headed to my first game in Baton Rouge with my daughter. I think that's Lila or Ilya.
Which one do you like better?
It's not my decision. 214, send the phonetics so that way I can get it correct. Been a fan my whole life. What I'm thinking is
what a politician. It's not my kid. I don't know. I like Ilya better.
What I'm thinking is it possible for Garrett to come back? Talking about Nussmeier.
Oh, I was like, Miles? Yeah, he can come back to the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
come back to Dallas.
Whatever you want. 817, Springtown versus Panther Creek. Let's go. Okay, Springtown. That one's going to be really interesting.
Talk to me.
Because Panther Creek only started as a football program just a few years ago, and they started off really bad, but they've put together a really good season. In Springtown, they also have put together quite the season, and I think between those two, it could really come down to the wire. It's kind of rare that you would get a matchup that would be this close this early on to the playoffs, but I think that one is a game that a lot of people should have their eye on. I know Nick Harris was on with G-Bag, and he kind of highlighted that one as well, so... Those are some of the high school scores and high school shout-outs that we got texted in. Last one here, 469. I'm out at Waxahachie in North Forney. I'll keep you updated. Go Waxahachie, Joel. So there you go.
Go Waxahachie. Are they the Indians?
They are the Indians.
Come on. I know what I'm talking about over
Waxahachie here. Waxahachie and North Forney, that's another one to keep an eye on.
Well, let's listen to what Jerry Jones had to say about your Dallas Cowboys. All these cuts are brought to you by Window Nation. You're going to be taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Jerry, what is your thoughts on the job Jalen Hurts has done this season?
Well, I just think they're being very smart with him. He's being very smart. I'm a big fan of Jalen. He does remind me of Dak Prescott, and they're familiar, similar in a lot of ways. Dak, of course, has a tremendous leadership quality that I just couldn't speak to with Jalen one way or the other. But I do know this, that they have some similarity in my eyes. Having said, both of them were outstanding college players. But both of them wasn't expected or thought that maybe there was not quite the stereotype of being a NFL quarterback. But what did they show? I think they're protecting him a little bit, which I understand that too. But it seems like with his ability to run the ball, his willingness to run the ball, his strength, his actual leg strength, which is impressive. Never seen a quarterback have that kind of leg strength. Those are the type things that I think you've got in Jalen Hurts. And if they can push all that up and get in range of a Super Bowl, obviously that can win big games in playoffs. And I know that's their plan.
My favorite, Jerry, were tremendous quarterbacking that he does. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on the station, though.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this.
Get that finger ready.
No, it's not dump worthy. There's so much hate on Jalen Hurts.
A lot.
Especially right now.
And
I love hating on Jalen Hurts. But I also, once people are at the bottom as far as the hate, I kind of see the other side. And is Jalen Hurts the prettiest thrower of the football now? Is Jalen Hurts in part of an electric offense now? Is Jalen Hurts a little corny sometimes? Yes.
A lot of corny sometimes.
But all the guy does is win football games. Is it cute? No. Is it ugly most games? Yeah. But, and I'll say it really quickly and move on to the next cut, I think Jalen Hurts is overrated. Overhated.
Oh, okay.
Overhated.
I was going to say, that was an interesting point to make, just to say, but he is overrated.
I think he's overrated.
Yeah, he definitely is. But that's just, I think that's what comes
and
with,
I'm with it.
Playing
I'm
in Philly.
As a Cowboys fan, I'm fine with it. Let's hate on him. Boo him. I hope he doesn't win. But a part of me is like, I feel for you, Jalen. Can this defense, Jerry, can it get even better if we get Trayvon Diggs back on the fold? This guy's starting to show up at practice. This guy, can he be part of something special on this defense, Jerry?
Well, I think if Diggs plays at the level that he's expected to play, yes. Yes. A big yes. And so it's just amazing what additional healthy talent can do for your execution and game plan. And frankly,
yes.
The production of the players that are playing around that returning our player. So the answer is a big yes there.
All right. Jerry's confident. I'm confident. He's confident that if he plays at that level, the defense can go to take another step in the right direction. My question to Jerry is, though, how confident are you in Trayvon getting to said level? I know we all agree that if he did get to the level, the defense would be even better. How confident are you at Diggs getting there, Jerry?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. No one knows. And so we'll just see how it goes. He's obviously been limited, and we'll just see how that goes.
Okay.
No one has any clue.
Yeah, dude.
Your guess is as good as mine, so Jerry said.
Last time I saw Trayvon Diggs, what game was that? It was the last game me and Fred were at. There was a home game. What was the last home game for the Cowboys? Was against the Commanders?
Let's see here. Was it?
Commanders game? Was that the last home game?
No, it was the Cardinals game.
Cardinals game.
Yeah.
Was the last home game. Me and Fred were in the locker room.
It was like forever ago, though.
With Bobby, I want to say. Maybe CA. And we were done with the media scrum. Leaving. They said, all right, guys, time to get out of here. Cool. We're leaving. And Trayvon Diggs walked in with a shiesty on and wouldn't look at anybody in the eye. And we looked at him and we left the locker room. So that was the last time I saw him. So we'll have to wait and see.
Did he look like a confident guy? Come back to full strength?
It looked like a guy that didn't want to be seen. But that was also like 3 weeks ago. So, I mean, I'm all for, I said in the crosstalk, I'm all for Trayvon Diggs playing well. Like him, I get it. We're poo-pooing him. Move on from him. I'm tired of his attitude. You're still paying him. It's not like you pay him less if you sit on a sideline or if you complain about him. I'd like to, same with Anthony Davis. I'd like to get something out of the guy. The Cowboys are not in a position where I think they're still trying to be competitive. I get it, draft pick and all that stuff. But, I mean, I think you still want to be competitive. I want to see what Trayvon Diggs can do. I want to see the Cowboys win football games. And if Diggs can help in any scenario, like I said in the crosstalk with Brian and Zach and Eric, I would love to see him play free safety.
But do you think he wants to be here? Do you think he'd be willing to play safety?
I mean, what is his other option?
I mean, requesting a trade.
Trade deadline passed.
Well, I know I'm not saying this year, but like going forward, I'm just saying.
You think he'd rather just sit on the sideline and just hang out?
I would assume
he's a competitive guy. His brother's one of the most competitive guys in the NFL. Every guy talks about how competitive Stephon Diggs is. Do we think him and Trayvon are that far off in their competitiveness?
No. I'm not saying he's not competitive, but I mean, he made it clear that when Micah was gone, that he obviously missed Micah. And there's just been a lot of questionable things about Trayvon's tenure here with the Cowboys. I don't know. Maybe he does want a fresh start somewhere else.
I'm all for that. I'm just saying you can't do that. You can't do that right now.
No, I get that. So I get that.
The rest of this season, help our football team win. Help your value in the offseason. Come play free safety. Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson are fun, and they're great. And they actually had good games last week. And the Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson's best games have been against the Raiders the most recent week and in week one. I think some of us listening right now forget that was the best Hooker and Wilson game all year was week one versus Eagles. Both of them played well. Now, the rest of your corners or the rest of your secondary, a little bit iffy, but those two guys were good in the spurts. Other Cowboys news. The Cowboys have listed Jadeveon Clowney as questionable with a shoulder neck injury. Dak Prescott with the hip and the rest of the roster are off the injury report and will play Sunday versus Philadelphia because we saw that Malik Hooker was banged up with the toe. So they're all good. So the only person that's injured right now is Jadeveon Clowney, questionable. To me, that's a big loss if you don't have him. Because Clowney and Ezeraku have been your best two pass rushers. They've been leading in snaps. Do I think Clowney's, you know, you can obviously throw in Fowler and James Houston and Sam Williams. I get that. But Clowney has been your second best pass rusher, especially in a run defensive format. Him and Ezeraku have been lights out. I don't want to say lights out. I got ahead of myself. Have been very good at the defensive end position. You felt comfortable about that, especially with Quinnen and them. And I also like the five-man sets they did. I don't know if you guys noticed against the Raiders, they started deploying five-man fronts where you had Ezeraku and Clowney on the outside, and then you had Kenny Clark, Osa, and Quinnen Williams, especially when it's like an obvious run situation. Because what do we talk about? Oh, well, what are you going to do with Osa or Kenny Clark? Is one of these guys just going to be sitting on the bench? No, we're going to throw five-man fronts out there.
Why not?
They also mix it in while having JT in one of those. They mix it in by taking out Ezeraku and putting in Fowler or taking out Clowney and putting in Houston. So I think White, Cotton, and Eberflus are getting in their flow over there on the defensive side. So I personally am excited for this game on Sunday.
I mean, we talked about it earlier about the Eagles possibly being a test, and I'm more looking at the defensive side of things because, and especially this Philly team where their offensive line, I know they said that Kim Jurgens is probably going to play, probably going to start, but this offensive line is banged up. Lane Johnson's going to be out. This is an opportunity for our defensive front to take care of them and maybe even be better than a Philly offensive line, which I don't. It's been a while since we've been able to say that.
Yeah, this is a Philly offensive line that will have no Lane Johnson. So hopefully your pass rush can get home and rattle Jalen Hurts, who we've been talking about it all week. Him and AJ Brown not on the same page. So hopefully your defense can get on the right accord. Speaking of not on the right page, not on the same page, these pages will be different for the Texas Rangers coming forward. Two longtime players that the Rangers have come to love will no longer be a part of the organization. Who are those players? What does it mean for the Texas? And what is the future of the Skip Schumacher Texas Rangers? We'll discuss that, plus your text messages and more next on the Fam After Dark.
Let's just get a little emotional.
Unfortunately, Texas Rangers fans, you will never hear.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That name in a Rangers uniform, at least for next year. I guess there's nothing saying he can't come back, but at least for a little bit of time. Adolis Garcia and Jonah Heim, along with Josh Spores, were non-tendered, which means they will become free agents, which means they will not be a part of the Texas Rangers. We'll read the statement from the team as well.
You're missing one more, Jacob Webb as well.
Jacob Webb as well.
Non-tendered. Yeah. And then they brought back Sam Haggerty on a one-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Adolis, and look, Trevor pointed this out pre-show. They could still technically re-sign him as a free agent, but based off of what Chris Young had to say about the tenure of the players, it doesn't really sound like that is necessarily where they're leaning. Chris Young put out a statement today saying, "I'd like to express the club's sincere appreciation for the efforts of each of the four players included in today's announcement. Regardless of what happens moving forward, Adolis, Jonah, and Josh will always be remembered for their contributions to the first World Series title in franchise history. Those memories will forever hold a special place in the hearts of Rangers fans. We are grateful for their time in Texas and the mark they have left on this franchise." So that doesn't sound like players you're going to go re-sign.
You're listening to the Fan After Dark. Myself, Blake, Kevin, and Trevor the Creator, who was giggling during his read. Fred is
got
up
all red-faced in there too.
When I mess up, and it's because this is my first time playing a clip after it, so my brain. It's great. I love this.
It's okay. Hey, look,
I just want
the Gators are going to get you.
Can we just do a show one time that's just called Inside Trevor's Head? Because I feel like there's so many things he wants to say that he's just like,
exactly. Don't even worry about it. Literally, that's it.
817, Bombi will forever be my favorite Ranger of all time behind Michael Young.
I think there's a lot of emotion with it, man. It's not just on the field stuff. Adolis Garcia was the energy, was the life of this team. When they're going on that run, he's the one getting fans hype. I went to the opening day after they won the World Series, and they were like coming out in like the red carpet with sparks and fireworks, and they were coming out of the dugout. Corey Seager, Eovaldi, loud as you can think. Adolis Garcia comes up, you would think that they just won the World Series again, the way that everyone was screaming over there. Like, Adolis Garcia was the heart and soul of this team. But, it is a business at the end of the day, and Adolis Garcia's numbers were not where you wanted them to be.
No. For 2 years in a row.
I think he had one of the worst chase rates. He was always swinging outside of the zone. And if you're going to swing outside the zone, you need to have power that accompanies it, and he also wasn't having that. So Adolis Garcia was not just wasn't a fit for the Rangers anymore.
Well, and you don't want to, you know, throw shade on Adolis because we're all appreciative for the time, but there was a little bit of a disconnect throughout this past year between Adolis and the Rangers. I guess the batting coach, there was a little bit of a disconnect there. Where Adolis was, you know, he didn't play in some games where he was healthy in, and then there was some things that was happening. I just think it was a little, I think it was time and maybe a fresh start for him, but I didn't get to finish this. 817 said, Bumby will forever be my favorite Ranger of all time behind Michael Young. Continued to say, unless he goes to the Astros, but also continues, which would be a smart move for them. He'd destroy the Crawford box. Do the Astros actually look at this and be like, yeah, let's... That'd be crazy.
I don't think that happens, but again, he's going to go to a team that, hey, we need an outfielder that, one, genuinely, the defense that is going to be missed from this guy is huge. I think we're going to...
You'll notice it.
I think we underestimate how well he was as an outfielder. Kevin, you said it in our little text thread, like, he's a great outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just one of those things that... But when you say that, hey, I'm going to hit 50 home runs and 100 RBIs, and you go out and you hit 235 for what, 24 home runs?
Yeah.
I don't even think he got that many, but it's just...
I just realized I need to check my bet. I put a bet on a bunch of guys from the Rangers hitting
a long time ago.
30 home runs for the
season. Yeah, he had like Wyatt Langford going off.
I think a lot of people, those were the expectations for this team this year.
For sure.
You sign Jock Peterson, you get Jake Berger.
Boy.
You say Adolis is going to hit 50 and 100. Like, that's... There were expectations, and I think the frustrating thing is you have to get
out. I'm assuming it's ugly.
It was the bet that I made at the beginning of the year. Corey Seager, over two and a half multi-home run games. He only had two, so we missed that.
That's wild. That's
Adolis Garcia, over 27 and a half home runs. He had 19.
That sounds like money.
Jock Peterson, over 20 and a half home runs. He had 9. Wyatt Langford, over 29 and a half home
runs. I remember that very specifically.
He had 22. Jake Berger, over 26 and a half home runs. He had 16. The only one that hit was I had Shohei over 39 and a half, and he had 55.
Yeah, well, you know.
I should have got points for, like, going so far over.
That's low for Shohei, I guess. But
yeah.
We got some more texts. 903, play Creed in the back, please.
Oh, that's a good idea. All right, you got it.
I thought you were just going to say it's a good idea and not do it. It's a good idea.
Next time. 903, Garcia was the heart and soul of the team, yep. And he started thinking he was hot S and started smelling himself very obvious.
Oh. See, now
that took a turn.
I'll let you guys comment on this. I didn't see Adolis's, like, attitude be like, I'm holier than thou, I'm better than the team, but... Y'all have got better sources than me when it comes to the Rangers. Did y'all sense that he was doing a holier than thou and that he was better than the program? I just thought he was just struggling all the last 2 years, and it was a little bit of just he went on a great run, and he was a power hitter and had one of the best postseason runs that we've ever seen with our eyeballs when the Rangers won the World Series. I don't really think it was – I think that was the anomaly. I think he's a great fielder, mm-hmm. and I think he's a power hitter guy, and it all came together in one postseason. This
lightning
guy
in
was
a bottle.
Fantastic. But I think who he was before that,
yeah.
and who he is now is kind of who he is. That was the anomaly, and the Rangers gave it a year, and they go, all right, well, now this is 2 years of you struggling. We're going to be having to pay you, what, $12, $13 million. I think we're just going to move on from you and use that money elsewhere.
Well, And I, well, first off, I have no inside sources. So I don't know about Trevor. Maybe Trevor does. I know I don't. But, you know, Kevin Pillar kind of spoke about it, and I know it kind of rubbed the Rangers fans the wrong way. But you had good players that weren't playing well. And when you have good players that aren't playing well, the dynamic isn't always that good. And actually, I think it was kind of the opposite. I think he had lost his confidence. He had lost that swagger that he had that we were all counting on him for. Garcia was one of those guys where he hits a home run and it fires you up, right? It gets you electric. It sends electricity through the team. It absolutely gets you fired up. And whenever you don't have a guy that's able to do that, you know, the past couple of years of struggle that he's gone through, I think the opposite. I think he lost a little bit of that swagger. And again, maybe a fresh start helps with that, but
I can completely agree.
Turn it up, Trevor. I hear it.
Place where blind men see.
It's a good song, by the way.
Let's just sit in this moment for a second, guys, of when the Rangers were at the top of the peak. Dolis Garcia's knocking home runs left and right. All right, cut it down. Let's get real. Who's replacing Adolis and Jonah Heim, guys? Or do we feel good about the guys in-house, or do we need to go make a move? Let's get to business.
The awful thing is you have one prospect in the top 100, and that's Sebastian Walcutt, and that is it.
Which... It doesn't look like he's going to get called up anytime soon because he's already got a shortstop.
Pending outfield, what does it look like right now?
Haggerty, Carter, and Langford.
Yeah.
Who's in center? Langford?
I would like Langford to stay in center, personally.
Carter and left?
I think Carter has...
I like
also
Carter
Osuna. Also, Osuna could be a fringe outfielder.
Yeah, Osuna's good. He's better defensively. Like Osuna's good, but I think
you think he
also struggled at the plate.
You think Haggerty would get the spot over Osuna? Because I agree with you. Osuna's been better on the field. Haggerty was better at the plate.
Well, like I said in pre-show, I think he just finds a way to get on base.
Who's he?
Sam Haggerty finds a way to get on. How many times where he's slapsticking a bloop or something through the middle? That's what we need. We need guys to get on the base if we want Berger, if we want Peterson, if we want Corey, if we want Simeon to get these home runs that we all think that, you know, are possible. You got to get guys on base to be able to make that happen. And Haggerty found, I think he's top three averages on the team, which our averages this year were god-awful.
Is that like as a team?
Like 209.
As a team, I'll pull it up while you guys are talking.
Okay, so we got some text from the Tolos because, you know, it's relatively fresh news. They want to talk about it. From the 903, when Garcia was a great story of an older player who made it, he was the heart. He started thinking he was Seager and fell off.
Mm.
That was a continuation from the text that he said about him smelling himself, et cetera, et cetera. 682, it's a what have you done for me lately.
Agreed.
In the plate business.
We gave him like a grace year almost.
It was definitely a grace year.
Fred wanted to move on from him before the year started and during the year. And I said, you know, give him grace. He was great. Maybe he'll turn it around.
Well, he was hurt the year before. Yeah. So again, he could have had the bounce back.
This one's interesting to me from the 682. I think Garcia was expecting a big contract after the World Series and didn't get one, so it messed with his head.
Possibility. You talked about the team batting average. They were bottom five in the entire major league, batting .234 as a team. The only teams worse than them were the Angels, the Cleveland Guardians, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Chicago White Sox. And none of those teams were good this year.
So, actually, the Guardians were pretty
Guardians
solid,
were good.
Which
the
was they were
the best pitching staff.
They were a weird team.
Again, crazy.
940, Osuna's arm is one of the worst in the league. Look, he's a young guy. I'm not making excuses for him other than that. You don't entirely know what I said fringe outfielder, too, because what is Evan Carter going to look like?
He's 22. Like
Talking about Carter, right?
Carter. Yeah. Evan Carter is 22. There's time.
But see, it's the exact same thing we talked about with Derek Lively. We've been arguing with the fans the last week about this. Yes, they're young. But also, isn't it just as concerning if they're young and they've already like missed multiple seasons or missed big chunks of seasons, if you will? Maybe not multiple seasons, but have missed big chunks of seasons. If we say the same, it's literally a one-to-one comparison what we do with Derek Lively. And then people say, well, he's only 21, 22. And it's like, yeah, that almost makes it more concerning that he's missed these big chunks this early on. What do you think it's going to look like when he's older? So
my only pushback on it would be that Carter is 22 in baseball versus mm-hmm. being 22 in basketball.
Yeah, I think there's a difference.
And where guys, you don't get guys coming up till 26, 27, 28. And the same thing with the Dolis. He came in, at, I want to say, at 29. And like, wow, he's playing. And I'm going to say a name, and it's going to trigger some folks. But Nelson Cruz back in the day. I know, but he was a guy that hit bombs later in his life, and he figured it out. Yeah. Yerkson Profar is another guy that we had as one of our top prospects, and then he figured it out at 27, 28, 29, where it's like, okay, I know how to play. You know, I figured out how to play baseball well.
No, I'm not trying to move on from Evan Carter.
No, that's fine. I understand.
But I just – the holding out that – where do you have him in your head projected to go? Obviously, it's just a projection. Well, where do you – are you uber confident 10 out of 10? I don't care about the injuries. He's going to be a future all-star. Or like, have you tempered? I've tempered my expectations a little bit because a back injury is not something you just wake up the next day and you're better.
For sure.
That's something that lingers.
But
it definitely does linger. I would say I had higher expectations for White Langford last year, and he even struggled last year and had some injury issues. Evan Carter, in my opinion, I can't, you know, I don't have the stats pulled up in front of me, but just pulled off, you know, just based off of how often he played. I think Evan Carter did a better job in the time he did play last year than the year prior coming off the World Series. So I have a little bit more optimism for Evan Carter in his future at this very moment. And I think if he can play healthy, I think he has a very high ceiling because we saw him do some pretty crazy things. But you never know. You really never know. Let's see here. 903, yeah, but Carter had an injury that doesn't get better, bad back. Bad back, like you just said, Blake, that's a tough one to predict.
I think the stuff with Schumacher is going to be what decides a lot what happens with his team. Because he took a arguably bad Marlins team, and he made them – he won Manager of the Year. He had them, I think, with 80-something wins. Schumacher is going to do a lot with this team, and I'm excited to see what he does with these young players that were like, okay, can they get it together? That's what I want to see. That's the X factor, I would say.
Before we get out of here, Jonah Heim replacement, what does it look like and how confident are we?
Jonah Heim replacement, I know Haggerty can play some catcher. And then I think Victor Caratini will probably be one of those guys that we rotate in. I don't know if you have a permanent solution as far as who's your number one guy. I think Caratini will probably get a fair shake. So that's probably.
So are we in
the
market for a catcher? Is what you're telling me? That you didn't sound too sure about that.
I would love to be in the market for a catcher, but I don't think we're really in the market for anybody.
So we drafted a catcher in 2024. His name is Malcolm Moore, but he's young, and we don't know again that if he's going to be good enough. Like that's the problem where I say that we have no prospects.
A lot of unknowns.
We'll have to see.
So what I'm hearing is spring training will be interesting. And where's the place you can listen to it? Right here on 105 Through the Fan, the home of your Texas Rangers. Well, let's talk a little Dallas Mavericks. They're in action right now versus the Pelicans. I'll give you an update on that score. I'll give you an update on the rumors around the team and what Mark Cuban, how he is playing into all of this next on the Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.